In this country, the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, has announced plans to set up a board that will monitor the safety of prescription drugs approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
We'll do it in a culture of openness, with enhanced independence, and a new commitment to a constant watch.
The announcement of this new monitoring board occurs at a crucial time for the FDA. It's been criticized for failing to react sooner to questions about the safety of popular painkillers like Vioxx and Celebrex. Today, the agency begins 3 days of hearings on these painkillers. And as NPR's Joanne Silberna reports, the outcome could build public confidence in drug safety.
Frank Palumbo says this is a tough time for the FDA. He's head of the Center on Drugs and Public Policy at the University of Maryland.
I think the FDA is under a lot of pressure, and the FDA is really nervous that they're not being perceived as doing their job with regard to maintaining the safety of drugs in the United States.
Palumbo says today's meeting could help if the agency is seen as being proactive, bringing all its data together, getting experts to testify, and paying attention to its advisory committee. On the other hand,
I think it could go badly if what ends up coming out of this meeting is that there were so many signs there that the FDA should have noticed, especially with regard to Vioxx, you know, that all this information came forth, that there was, you know, look at all these studies, look at all these adverse event reports, look at all this information, and nobody was putting it together.
Palumbo says the new oversight board is a step in the right direction because it shows the agency is serious about seeking out safety problems. Harvard University political scientist Dan Carpenter says the failure to recognize problems with drugs like Vioxx that are already on the market comes from the way the agency is structured.
What happens when the post-marketing watchdogs find evidence that the pre-market reviewers may have messed up or have not seen something?
That happened with Vioxx. Some of those responsible for the drug's approval were also in control of monitoring safety once it was on the market. When FDA whistleblower David Graham tried to publicize his concerns about the painkiller, he says he was squelched by his supervisors. Harvard's Carpenter says the new board could prevent similar situations if structured correctly, providing a way for the FDA to recognize problems like Vioxx earlier. Some critics say the reason the agency is in the spotlight now is because of changes in the way it's funded. Tufts University professor Jerome Kassirer has written a book called On the Take, on the role of big business, including the drug industry, in the practice of medicine.
Before 1992, the funding or the expense of all of that approval process was paid for by you and me, the taxpayers.
But under heavy lobbying from the pharmaceutical industry, Congress passed a law that changed the way the agency is financed.
What it allowed was pharmaceutical companies to pay the FDA large sums of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars or more, to speed up the approval process.
Kassirer says he can't say for sure that this faster approval process specifically led to Vioxx's quick approval. He says the idea of a new drug safety oversight board to monitor approved medications once they're marketed could help to recognize if mistakes were made. But he's waiting to see how the board is funded and how it operates. Kassirer says the hearings today will give researchers and the public a chance to air their views. Then the issue moves to Capitol Hill.
One of the questions is whether or not Congress will be willing to pick this up after these hearings and make judgments about what the future of the FDA should be.
Congress has of late had a mixed relationship with the FDA. Some senators and representatives have called for fundamental structural change and a monitoring board more independent than the one being proposed by the FDA. Others have been busy fighting or supporting the agency's efforts to end the importation of prescription drugs from Canada. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.